Buzz Durden.
I'm Andy Hines.
And we've got Matt Jolly in the mailroom. Matthew, are you there?
I'm here. Good evening, everybody. Glad you're back.
Matthew's there. And we have a mystery guest tonight, folks. We have a wonderful mystery guest. We're going to be talking about some insurance tonight and hopefully some vintage and antique aircraft. Right, Andy? You think we're going to do that?
Well, I hope we are.
I hope we are. Hello, mystery guest. Are you there?
Hello.
He's there.
I'm here.
Well, apparently we're supposed to play 20 questions here with you.
Yes.
To determine who you might be.
Yes.
And neither of us know.
We don't know because we're using an older version of technology here. And
that's right.
There's no name. So we really don't know who you are. Are you bigger than a bread box?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. I have a good one.
Are you?
Repeat Hello? That.
Are you a pilot?
Yes.
Oh, that's a good one.
Are you in the air show industry?
Yes.
Oh.
Do you perform in air show?
Oh, battles? Well, now that's a...
Yes.
Ask him what his favorite barbecue is. That's always a good question. May help you deduce what region he's in.
Well, now, see, there's so many kinds of barbecue. And unless you're a barbecue connoisseur, you wouldn't necessarily know all these regions.
Well, Hartman likes to stop his heart every once in a while, though.
Yeah, Hartman does like to eat, that's for sure.
I'm on a diet.
Okay, what kind of barbecue would you most be associated with?
That's not a yes or no question.
Oh!
Oh, he's being technical, isn't he?
Do you fly a tailwheel aircraft in your routine?
Yes.
Do you fly a red and black airplane?
Here we go.
How outdated is this technology?
It's not a yes or no question.
Well, red and black is...
Could be anybody.
Could be anybody. Is it a multi-engine or is it a single engine?
That's not a yes or no.
If I was to say it's a single engine, I'd be wrong.
No, that's not true.
That's not true. Yeah.
Okay.
Well played.
He's right.
Yeah, he's right.
Do you fly more than one black and red and black airplane?
Not at the same time.
Have you ever flown a Travel Air mystery ship?
Yes.
Well, it can't be Doug Davis because he's dead.
No.
It's not Frank Hawks because he's dead.
Yeah. Matt, how you doing today?
Yeah, there you go.
I'm doing great. How are y'all?
Okay, enough about you. Let's talk about us now.
Sounds good to me.
Now, Matt, thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, the world-famous Matt Yonkin is on the show with you guys tonight. That only took 4 minutes. I thought it was going to be really fast, but four minutes is longer than what I thought.
We kind of know. You know, we got to kind of play around a little bit here, Matt. You know, we got to keep the viewers in suspense.
That's right. Little theater. Well, get after it. I'm going to sit back here and read the mail.
All right. Well, why don't we, you know, we'll start out with the insurance thing, and then we'll kind of get into the meat of everything.
Because clearly that is a new venture for you.
Yes.
That is true. I've had a close relationship with Hardy Aviation Insurance for years. They've sponsored my Twin Beach on the air show circuit and also have been riding all of the airplanes in our family. And just recently they they approached me, said, "You've sent us so much business over the years. Why don't you just come to work for us?" So I got my licensing taken care of a couple of months ago, and I am officially an aviation insurance salesman at this point. And I'll still be doing the air show thing just as much as I had been, but this is a new sideline kind of a gig for me, and we'll see where it goes.
And so are you underwriting insurance for all types of aircraft?
Yes, absolutely. They can do everything from antiques to general aviation, warbirds, ag airplanes, and they also have an operation where they can they take care of the hangars and the FBOs and fixed base operations, as well as houses, cars, and boats, and partridges and pear trees. So they do it all.
Well, that sounds like a pretty interesting deal. I have a good friend that I went to college with that is in the aviation sales, or correction, insurance sales business. And I know he's been pretty successful at it here in the last 30 years. And so I assume, though, there's not really many of you out there. Is that correct?
True. It is a fairly limited market. And like I said, I'm privileged to be a part of it now. And that's pretty much my sales pitch. If anybody out there needs some insurance written for any of their aviation interests, give me a call.
And now would be a good time, if you want, you can go ahead and throw out a website or a number for people to call, and you can go ahead and plug your insurance company here, Matt.
Sure. Well, like I said, it's Hardy Aviation Insurance. My phone number is 479-283-1288. Give me a call or shoot me a text, and their website is HardyAviationIns.com.
I just gotta know, Matt. How does this conversation go when you call somebody up and you're like, "Now, are you gonna use this airplane for, are you gonna use it for anything unusual? Are you gonna use it for, for air shows? You're gonna do anything crazy with it?" And how does that go with you? Because you're kind of the guy that puts lights on stuff and goes hog wild with it, and that's got to be kind of fun. Can you sniff these guys out when they're trying to pull a fast one on you?
Well, I've been that guy that's been trying to pull the fast one on my insurance guys for the last 12 years now. And every curveball I've thrown them, they've thrown right back at me.
Yeah.
So I can't imagine there's anything anybody else out there could do that's more creative or interesting than what we've already tried.
I think it's great.
But you never know.
Yeah, you give them a run for their money. Oh, man, Andy, I know you're dying to ask him about the Mr. Mulligan.
Have you ever flown it?
Oh, yeah, I've flown it quite a bit. It's actually a really, really honest sweetheart of an airplane to fly. You can land it with your feet on the floor, I kid you not.
Wow.
It's very stable overall and very fast. Really nice airplane.
What's the fastest speed you've ever seen in it?
I have seen 255 miles an hour indicated, and that seemed to be plenty fast for me, somewhere around 255, 260. I have heard that Mulligan itself has seen 305 indicated, but I was not in the airplane at that time.
Yeah.
It was during a mock air race, which became very real because the guy flying the GBR-2 around the race course with it was also being competitive, and Mulligan won.
Wow.
Well, yeah, I've seen pictures of that when the two of them flew together, and of course, I've met your grandfather a number of times out at Blakesburg and everything else, and so yeah, it's kind of neat to tie it all together, but Mike here has a question for you, because you also had another airplane here that were both very interesting.
Yeah, another interesting aircraft, I think, that really, I mean, I just think it's awesome, is the Mullah Coupe. Now, have you been able to fly the Mullah Coupe?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I actually flew the Mullah Coupe quite a bit over the years. It's It's a fantastic airplane that my grandfather designed. It's kind of a cross between Mr. Mulligan and a clipped wing monocoque. So it's a two-place side-by-side with a Pratt & Whitney 985 up front. And it goes as fast as Mulligan on significantly less fuel. And it flies exactly like it looks.
Okay, yeah. The closest I got to sit in the one that I don't know who owns it now.
Mark Holliday,
previously Bud Dake that owned it, and got to hop up into it. But unfortunately, we didn't get to go take it for a spin. But heck of an airplane. How's it on landing?
It's also a very honest airplane. It's not as much of a sweetheart as the Mulligan is. It's very responsive, but it pretty much wants to go straight down the runway. No unusual characteristics. Both those airplanes, three-point and wheel-on, just fine. Piece of cake.
Wow. Well, that's good to hear, really.
Oh, yeah. Well, now.
Yeah, my grandfather designed that Mulligan. He never fashioned himself an aviation engineer, but more of a gadgeteer. And he and his friends kind of designed that airplane late in the evening one night, and then they started putting pieces together, and the more involved they got, the more serious it became, and they actually built three of those things side by side before they ever proved that the first one was going to fly the way it was supposed to. And as he tells people, they got lucky. He doesn't know if he could be that lucky again.
Yeah. Well, I know that you had a little problem with yours a number of years ago. Have you guys started to rebuild it, or what have you done with it since then?
That's true. I had an engine failure in the one that we've got, and was trying to put it into a field and hit a power line. That didn't work out so well for me or the airplane, but we both mended properly, and the airplane is just a few man hours away from being able to fly again. It's all back in one piece. We've done the test runs on it and all that. So when we get a little bit of warm weather and do a little bit more tweaking, I think she'll be ready to go.
Have you considered using that in any of your shows?
I considered it at one point, and it would do a very nice air show routine. It's quite a capable aircraft. But, you know, for me and what I'm doing, the Twin Beach seems to be what everybody wants. It's loud and makes a lot of smoke, and, you know, it looks unusual doing what it does. And the best part is I can load my mechanic and our spare parts and our tools and the family and the dog and the cat up in the airplane and go a very long distance without stopping. So it's a great way to get to and from an air show. And there's a lot of folks on the industry that have made comments about how jealous they are that you bring your air show mount and your chase plane all wrapped up in one. So I don't know, but I'll be switching horses anytime soon.
I hear, you know, and I hear it every year in almost any of the air shows that we're at, you know, it's, you get all of the different acts out there. Your act in the beach, a lot of people really, 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 really love that act, and they seem to like that act, you know, better than anything else. And I know Andy and I, coming from our past and the air show guys, we know from our past at the airfield, you know, it was all 450 Stearmans and Wacos and older aircraft. And watching the beach, you know, it brings it back. It's nice and smooth, you know. It's a good, smooth show.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. It's definitely a unique airplane to fly, but it's a wonderful airplane to fly. It's also very honest, and there's not really another way to do it other than smooth and graceful. It just won't allow you to horse it around. And anyway, It's a very nice airplane to fly, and we're blessed to have it in the family.
Hey, Matt, I've got a few folks writing in. They're wanting to know where you're going to be this year and if they can they're trying to link up their calendars. I know that you also had a message you wanted to get out to promoters, if they're listening tonight, just to call you directly on the number you gave. And I'll tell you what we'll do is we'll quick link your phone number, Matt, for – your business line into the show story tonight so people can call you. But any shows that you know about that you want to that you want to mention on here tonight, go right ahead.
Okay. Well, there are quite a few shows. We have put together a pretty nice schedule, but we're still in the final stages of putting it together. So I kind of want to withhold the details of it for just a little while longer until we get things firmed up. We are going to be back at Oshkosh this year. We will also be doing Sun and Fun, and we've got several military events that are scattered across the country. Our first show of the season, as it stands now, is NAS Kingsville, which is a place that I've never been able to perform before, but am looking very much forward to being a part of. And we'll finish the season up down in the Florida area with two or three events. And like I said, there's a lot of stuff in between, but we're just going to kind of keep our hat on that until we get everything dialed in.
Now, see, Kingsville is going to be a great show. That is going to be a really wonderful event. And I'm serious. If you live in Texas and you can get down there, that is the show of shows. I have said every time I've done that air show, Mike and Andy, that's my favorite one of the year because they do it really well. They do it right. And everyone that wants shade can get shade at that show. It's one of the coolest setups you'll ever see. So if you're in Texas, you got to go to Kingsville. Going to be a fun one down there.
Well, I'm certainly looking forward to it. I've heard great things about the show, and I hear they hired a mighty fine announcer this year.
I don't know his name, but
that'll be interesting to see.
I'm looking forward to going down there. That's going to be fun. Andy and Mike have said, and Matt, we got to get you in on this. I know you've only got a few more minutes to be with us, but I'm hoping that Oshkosh we can do a campfire show, and we got to get you and Jeff to show up if. And we're going to, I don't know if you, do you know any Warbird guys that play a guitar by chance? I don't know if we know anybody. I've heard rumor of one guy, but I don't, you know, we'll see.
Yeah.
You know, maybe
yeah,
somebody.
I know a couple of guys that play guitars, but the problem is it's hard to get them to play the guitar and keep them from singing.
That's
and
a problem.
Once they open their mouth, it's just all over.
Well, we'll see if we can't do something. Maybe we can get Doug and Kent and all of those guys to come over to our campfire show one night and have some fun. Get Jeff. We got to get Jeff to tell the dinosaur chicken story one night. On the microphone. That's got to happen.
I've been trying to arrange that for years, but maybe one of these days it'll happen.
Maybe so. All right, Andy and Mike, what else you got? Matt's got to get going here for a few minutes. I told him we wouldn't keep him too terribly long tonight, so
we don't want to keep Matt too long, but, I mean, you know, definitely an honor to have you on the show. And
I think we only have what it looks like. We only have about 700 more questions.
Yeah.
And then we'll be done.
Yeah. And then there's 4,000 callers right now.
Yeah, there are. They're stacking up.
The board's wrapped it up, folks.
Yeah.
You can't take any more calls at this moment.
Well, now, I guess the last thing I'd like to ask you is what the mystery ship is like to fly.
The mystery ship, you know, honest airplane seems to be the trade of the evening here. The mystery ship is a very honest airplane. It's very well balanced. It's everything it does is very straightforward, but you just can't see out of it. The only airplane that I've ever flown that is blinder than the mystery ship is a Fokker triplane, and it's not by much. The way I would liken the visibility out of the mystery ship is crawling in the back seat of a T-6 and lowering the seat down as far as it'll go, and then putting manila folders over the windows on the middle section of the canopy. And that's about what your visibility's like.
I've done that.
Yeah?
No.
Well, then you'd be a shoo-in to fly this thing. Again, it wheel lands in 3 points just wonderfully, and everything seems to happen at 80 in all three of those airplanes. You know, they climb, they descend, and they round out at 80. It's just the magic number.
Really? Huh. That's interesting.
Yeah, sure enough.
Wow. You wouldn't think it with how slick. You know, like looking at those airplanes, they're all slick airplanes. You didn't think you'd be coming in at, you know, 95, 100.
Yeah, especially.
Well, it seems to work. You know, the mulligan around 80 miles an hour, the angle of attack is, it's alarming to look out the window and see where that wing is relative to the horizon, but it's still very stable there. And it works just fine. But wow. The Traveler Mystery Ship, I mean, they're all wonderful airplanes. The Mystery Ship is really a privilege to fly because of the tremendous history behind it. It was the first civilian airplane to ever win the National Air Race. And they pioneered the NACA cowling and wheel pants on that airplane that a lot of general aviation and military airplanes alike would go on to use to achieve incredible speeds. And I could go on and on about all of the different things that that one aircraft and that one event accomplished when they won the Cleveland Air Races in 1929. But it's a very historic aircraft, and it's just a privilege to fly.
Yeah, no, I absolutely agree, you know, and I've seen it fly a number of times, and I've seen you fly it, and, you know, it just looks like a nice airplane. It really does.
Absolutely.
Well, Matt, we hate to keep you hanging on here, but as I always say, sir, you are an ambassador of aviation. We're looking forward to seeing you at all your shows this year. Hopefully you can come by the campfire at Oshkosh. We're planning on just hanging around and talking aviation with everybody and shooting out any stories if you got them, if we got the time. And you know, it's been great to have you on, sir, and we've only scratched the surface. We'd like to have you on again.
Well, thank you. It's a privilege to be on your show, and I'd love to come back sometime. There's a lot we could stay up late talking about.
I'm sure there is.
Oh, yeah. It's great stuff. So. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Matt Youngkin. We'll see you later, Matt.
All right, Matt. Hey,
thank you, Matt.
Give our best
right.
to everybody, Matt. Thanks
y'all
for coming
on. Have a good night.
All right. Isn't that cool, guys? Matt Youngkin, he's driving tonight, so we didn't want to keep him too long, but I knew you guys would
great.
Get a kick out of that.
The mailroom guy came through.
He came through.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, we had the A-lister. That's
yeah,
good.
Yeah. You did have an A-lister, you know, and we didn't. I'm glad that it worked out to where we could get him on tonight.
You know, and it's true. You know, with ladies and gentlemen, with most of our guests, we only do scratch the surface. And if you have any requests out there on anyone you'd like to see come back on, let us know. We'll get him back on the show. These guys like coming on the show. We love having them on the show. And as you heard there, Mr. Youngkin said he'd be back on one of these days. So keep the questions you wanted to ask locked away. And when we get these people back on the show, bring them back on, ask your questions, and we'll get some more sorted out for you. Thanks. I'm Mike Hartman. And for Andy Hines and Matt Jolly, this has been the Hartman and Hines Show.
Well, that was fast.
I'm just kidding. I was just testing my. Yeah. I'm getting over a cold, so I was seeing how I sound.
I'm just curious. The phone lines tonight have been working. We had a few calls, but I missed them. So, if you want to call in tonight, the number is up. The 478 number 787-4768 is the line to dial. Somebody had written in, and they said, hey, since you can't keep Matt too long, who else can you just call? And I thought, you know, that would probably be a really fun segment to do where you just call somebody and see how long it takes them to figure out they're live on the air. But they may say something that would not be good. So we'll work on that. That's a good idea, but it would probably be
yeah,
fun.
Yeah, we'll have to come up with a new thing. Sounds like that listener really doesn't like hearing Andy and I talk.
I'm telling you. Who else can you call?
we are a wealth of knowledge. We just don't get to spew that knowledge.
That's right.
You know?
Yeah, that's right. Tell everybody, Mike, what's been going on, because you have been flying quite a bit, ferrying these big walkers around.
I'm a contract aviator. I don't like saying pilot, for a Waco Classic aircraft, and I fly those airplanes around the country, and I deliver them, and sometimes fly with a customer who has purchased it from the factory to where they live, and I offer instruction in the Waco YMF-5 or UPF-7 or many different types of WACOs, you know. So I get it's really neat. I get to fly low and slow across the country and get to do one of my favorite things, which is teach, you know, be able to pass things on in aviation and teach them how to fly these wonderful machines. Coming up in the springtime, I'll be doing a little instruction in the T-6 Texan. And then I'm slated to get a type rating in T-28. So we'll see what happens there. And that's enough about me.
Andy. I love it. Have you met a girl named Mary Beth yet? And have you called anybody a four-flusher at this point in the year? I mean, I know it's early, but I'm waiting.
Not yet.
I'm waiting.
Not yet.
We tried wing walking, but I didn't like it much.
Andy was all flapping around in the wind. His jowls and ears were flapping. We had to get him a special helmet.
Got his hair all out of kilter up there, did it?
Yep. Yeah. And my clothes flew off.
Yeah.
Yeah, and sitting in the back cockpit looking up, that's not good. That's not good.
Got to bring the clown act back, I'm telling you. That's the one you got to bring
back.
You know?
Yes, we'll try it. You know, we're going to do a comedy routine with the WACO cabin.
I love it. I will never forget. I can't remember who it was that asked Andy. Andy, you can probably fill in. We had somebody stop by the trailer one time at Oshkosh, and they asked you, they said, have you ever rolled? And they said, and they meant it. They were like, well, have you ever rolled it? Anyway, I'll let you take it from here. Do you remember this exchange? The guy was clearly delusional because he was telling us about this routine that he used to fly in his WACO cabin. And I remember you turning to me as soon as the guy left and you said, well, that would take like 8,000 feet or something. I mean, it's not a very aerobatic aircraft, is it, the cabin?
It'll roll just fine.
It'll roll. You just got to give it a little – got to get the nose way up.
Yeah, way
on your roll.
Way up.
Yeah. I mean, it's like to most people, like when they think aileron roll, in these airplanes, you gotta get the nose up really high.
Like straight up, and
then
just sort of
back down on the horizon. But they'll do it. You
know, yeah, they'll yeah. eventually get
they'll
over on their back. Right. I think we've been on it. We've had it over pretty good. But when Andy does a buzz job, he does a buzz job. I mean, let's just face it. So if you're gonna do it,
well,
do it right.
Buzz.
That's right.
Yeah, don't dabble at it.
Yeah, don't dabble at it. If you're gonna rip one.
Really,
I mean, come
really
on,
get it over and have some fun with it. Yeah, that's the great thing. I've been telling some of these guys that are in the media business. They're like, well, you know, we're always looking for little airports to go to, and to do the stories. I'm like, you just got to go to Moraine. You got to go to the Moraine Air Park and hang out. Not in the dead of winter like right now. Now you want to go to the Heinz Family Ski Lodge, but you got to go to Moraine and just kind of sit back on an evening when everybody's out there and enjoy yourselves. It's got to still be great. I haven't been there in what now a little while since we've been living over here, but I mean, come on, give us the pitch, guys.
Huh?
Well,
it's slowed down a little bit, but hopefully this summer it's a little more active. We'll see what happens. We've had some airplanes that were down this year due to maintenance and stuff.
Well, and Andy's quit flying, as he said earlier. So.
Oh, he's told you that, too?
Yeah,
what are you doing?
He's telling everybody. Got a static display museum out there.
He's not on the show anymore, and then I need a new partner.
Telling you. We'll have to get Starfish back and see what he can come up with. But I'm sorry, Andy.
Yeah.
So sorry, Andy.
Yeah,
Patrick still has the champ. Let's see, but the only thing's really flying right now. Well, Patrick's champ. We got the Pete Hines' Navion, which is absolutely amazing. It's got the big engine, the big prop. This thing is crazy. Because it's not a Navion, you know, for the Warbird people and all that out there. It's not a Navion with the tip tanks and the swept windshield and all this. And it doesn't have a three-bladed prop. It's got the 285 horse, so it's an E. No, what is it? It's a 520, IO 520. And the propeller on it is off of a Cessna 185 seaplane. So when this thing takes off, it rattles the windows, and it goes up and up. I mean, for a Navion, this is probably the best performing one I've ever seen flown anything. You want to talk about a smooth airplane.
An honest airplane is what he said, I believe, is what Matt said.
Yes,
an honest airplane.
Honest. I mean, it is a lot of fun. Let's see. We got Andy's Waco. That's flyable. But really not much else down there. I mean, I'll bring a Waco through every once in a while. But we got Satabria. But we still have the same amount of fun that we can. Of course, the CRG is still out there, out and about, but makes random appearances.
Yeah, I think it's great. Well, everybody's got to get down and have a little moraine time every once in a while and just enjoy themselves.
We like people down there. We always say, come on down. And if we know you're coming ahead of time, then we get to just, put together a party. Any excuse for us to throw together a party down there and get people together and do the air show wave.
That's right. Going to be a good time down there. Well, guys, let's do it again next month, and we'll go the distance. We're going to have two guests, I hope, next month. How does that sound?
That sounds good.
Yeah, great.
I'm gonna play your music then, and Hartman, you can give the speech. How about that?
All right, we'll go for the speech.
Anytime you're ready.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear the music yet. All right, I'm on. That's my cue for the speech. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to the show. We can't do it without you guys. Please let us know how you feel. Write in. Tell us about the Hartman and Ein Show. We will get people on the show. You let us know who you want to see. Had a great time tonight with Andy Hines and Matt Jolly. Andy, did you have a good time?
No, I had a great time as always.
Yes.
It's good to talk to the different air show performers, and we've been wanting to have Matt on the show for quite a while.
A long time. Yeah, it was great to have Matt Yonkin on tonight. Matt Jolly, thanks for what you're doing overseas there and all the hard work you're doing. No, it's early in the morning there. It's late at night here. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for listening to the Hartman and Hines Show. We will be back with two guests, and it's going to be a fun one. Sorry about the short show tonight, but we got a boogie. Woo!